Well, we've got a real treat ahead of us today on our book feature, Real Good Words. We hear about a road trip to the Minnesota Book Awards.
Weekly on Northern Community Radio, we hear about books, whether it is what we're reading or Real Good Words. I'm Heidi Holton, and I host Real Good Words, conversations with Minnesota authors.
And I'm Tammy Bobrowski, host of What We're Reading.
Now, it would make sense that you and I would take a road trip to the 28th Annual Minnesota Book Awards. I was very excited for it. Were you?
I was excited. I was trying to keep my anticipation down because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I've judged the book awards before, but I haven't actually attended the gala. So I was eager, but
what did you end up thinking? I mean, I know there were some things that I was very impressed by, all the glasses people were wearing. We saw the guy with the great mustache.
Great.
It was, I mean, handlebar isn't even the right word for that.
I don't think, I was looking up handlebars.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that stick out. His were attached to his cheeks.
Is it me or was he super tall? I think he was like 6'4", so it seemed like he could fly with his mustache.
He was a dandy. The word that came to my mind.
Anyway, besides that, it was at Union Depot in downtown St. Paul. Almost 1,000 people came out for this book event.
I was impressed by the turnout. I did not think that there would be that many people, but it was really encouraging for the book world to see that so many people were interested in that event.
Yeah, and because of the amount of people, you and I did get to chat with some of the authors that we had interviewed before, or some of the Northern Minnesota authors like Anton Troyer, and also Karen Babine, who originally came from Nevis. That was very exciting that she won the book award, which I'm giving away, but she was on with us, and young author, very cool to see her win. So we're going to kind of go through who won at the Minnesota Book Awards. Do you want to start us out?
The award for children's literature went to Michael Hall for his book, Red, A Crayon Story. Red has a bright red label, but he is in fact blue. This funny, heartwarming, colorful picture book about finding the courage to be true to your inner self can be read on multiple levels, and it offers something for everyone. I actually really want to read this one. The cover was just very colorful, and the way that they talked about this book made me think, even though it's a kid's book, I definitely need to check this out. The award for general nonfiction went to Ryan Berg, No House to Call My Home, Love, Family, and Other Transgressions. In this lyrical debut, Ryan Berg immerses readers in the gritty, dangerous, and shockingly underreported world of homeless LGBTQ teens in New York. And as he accepted his award, he kind of went into the stories in his book. And that one, again, just sounds very dramatic and gripping and just something that people really need to hear about. So that one is definitely interesting to me as well.
And then Ellen Hart, The Grave Soul, won for genre fiction. She's a mystery writer. I've interviewed her before. She writes about a restaurateur and private investigator. Jane Lawless is her main character. And this time she's pulled into a family mystery with long-reaching consequences. And it's her 23rd book in the series. And for us, Tammy, it was kind of cool because though Ellen Hart couldn't be there to accept her award, Carl Brookins was there, and we got to sit next to Carl and his wife. And so we got to kind of be in on when he ran up to give the acceptance speech, and then we got to see a close-up award.
Yeah, he brought it back to the table, so we all got to see a lovely piece of art, glass with a really nice plaque, just really lovely award that they're giving out this year.
And the award for memoir and creative nonfiction, Karen Babine won Water and What We Know, Following the Roots of a Northern Life. She was on Northern Community Radio, and it's really a cool book. It's essays that travel from the wildness of Lake Superior to the order of an apple orchard, and she searches out the stories that water has written on human consciousness.
The award for the best Minnesota-themed book went to Larry Millett for his book, Minnesota Modern, Architecture and Life at Mid-Century. Millett lends his expert eye to this guide through the life and architectural styles of Minnesota at mid-century. Richly illustrated, this book is an exploration of post-World War II architectural styles that swept the nation from 1945 through the mid-1960s. And Heidi, this was a very popular category. There's a lot of really interesting books in there. And of course, our local Anton Troyer was a candidate in this particular category as well. And the award for novel and short story went to Charles Baxter. His book is There's Something I Want You to Do, a book of 10 interrelated stories that compromise this latest penetrating and prophetic collection from an author who has been repeatedly praised as a master of the form. This is his second Minnesota Book Award.
I had a chance to interview Charles Baxter a couple times for Real Good Words in the past. And one of the things, I really like his writing. It seems like he ties, even when he's writing a novel, it ties into the short stories that he's written before. So he's one of those authors you want to follow. And I also remember I took a short story class at the University of Minnesota. And to this day, I still can't get his short story called Griffin out of my brain. And Charles Baxter is one of my favorite writers, so I can't wait to read that one. I haven't done it yet. The award for poetry went to Ray Gonzalez, Beautiful Wall. In Beautiful Wall, he takes readers on a profound journey through the deserts of the Southwest, where the ever-changing natural landscape and an aggressive border culture rewrite intolerance and ethnocentric thought. And Sharon Gibney won the award for Young People's Literature. It's called See No Color. Alex Kurtridge has been a star baseball player just like her dad, and she's always known that she was adopted, but when she was 16, she discovers hidden letters from her biological father. That book, Shannon Gibney's See No Color, I know that's one you really want to read.
I do. I was really moved by her acceptance speech. She made the comment, which I think is so important, that we do need more diversity in children's books, and I was really glad she said that.
They did some special awards, and one of them was the Hog Nander Minnesota History Award. It went to William D. Green for his book called Degrees of Freedom, The Origins of Civil Rights in Minnesota, 1865 to 1912. William Green gave a great speech at the awards ceremony and really made me want to read this book and find out more how Minnesota fit into the civil rights movement in general. So that looks like a good one.
They did a really good job at introducing the books with a kind of a slideshow short movie with a short documentary like intro. And they did such a good job explaining this book with the different photos and hearing from other authors about the book. It made me really want to read this book too.
Now, the Minnesota Book Awards are open to everyone. They had sold out their tickets, but it's a fun event. There was wine being passed around beforehand, a cheese plate, and then champagne and desserts afterwards. I know the Midwest Book Awards are coming up, and those are invited only. But I think for Minnesota readers, this could be a really fun event or road trip for someone in northern Minnesota.
So it's a great way to enjoy a great evening and also help support more Minnesota writers.
You know, one of the things, of course, if you come from northern Minnesota and you go to the Twin Cities, you want to eat some different kind of food. Tammy, I let you be in charge of this, and I just want to formally say thank you.
It was really hard to narrow down one restaurant out of the entire Twin Cities area, but we settled on Moscow on the Hill, and I think that was a great choice.
Yeah, it was on Cathedral Hill, a Russian restaurant. The ambiance there with all these kind of sheer jewel-colored maybe curtains between the tables, even though it's a big room full of tables, felt like you had a little privacy. And then you were also, if you don't mind me saying, pushy on what to order, and I'm really glad I followed your advice on that too. You wanted the appetizer sampler.
I wanted the appetizer sampler. You get a little bit of everything. You get to try little portions of their big entrees, and that's just such a great way to go.
I'm glad we did it. Moscow on the Hill, that was a lot of fun to do. I also want to remind people that we want to know what you are reading. It is such great fun as this group on Facebook and on Goodreads gets more and more popular and more people give reviews of what they're reading and all kinds of different kinds of reviews. So we certainly encourage you to be a part of it. And if you want to record something, Tammy, you work with readers on having their voices on the air as well.
I love doing this, and I hope more people become interested in doing it. It's really easy to do. It's very quick, and other people love hearing what their neighbors are reading.
Yeah, and kids especially. You recently did one on young adult books, and we got to hear kids talking about books they like. So we really hope that you'll do it as well, or you'll bug your kid about being involved in what we're reading. Coming up on Real Good Words, the next interview I'm going to be doing is with John Sanford. Now, he's a New York Times bestselling author. His books are all set in St. Paul. He's from St. Paul, and he used to be a big newspaper guy, won a Pulitzer Prize for that. But he has the Prey series. His new one's called Extreme Prey. And this time, he's not working for the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. He is working for the governor's presidential campaign. So lots of intrigue there, and we'll get a chance to talk with John Sanford in the next couple of weeks.
Join our What's We're Reading group. Find a link at kaxc.org. Real Good Words is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.